Yesterday, the Universal Church of God celebrated, as it has since the 9th century, the Festival of All Saints, the Memorial of the Blessed Dead. Today, on our liturgical calendar, replacing the Feast of All Souls, is the commemoration of the faithful departed, the remembrance before God of the countless host whom no one can number, whose hope was in Christ, his Son. Theologian Norman Pittenger has wryly observed that the vast majority of Christians are dead ones. I suspect that he could have meant what we are tempted secretly to think, that you and I and many like us are lethargic about our Christian life. But what he meant, I take it, is that the greatest number of those who during the past 2,000 years have professed faith in Christ the Crucified are now no longer with us, but have, in the words of the Morning Collect, finished their course in faith and now rest from their labors. In other words, those millions we commemorate at All Saints' Tide are our ancestors, our fathers and mothers in faith. In one sense, then, of course, they are not our contemporaries. November 1 and 2 in the church year opens us to the past. Yesterday and today may remind us of an essential ingredient in the life of the church, what Paul Tillich called Catholic substance. Prescinding from the profound theological errors which surround that concept in the writings of Tillich himself, it is altogether a happy phrase, Catholic substance. Today, as yesterday, we share in the characters, the influence, the achievement of every saint and hero and martyr, but also of every follower of Christ throughout history. Catholic substance. We can be the heirs of all the ages while being slaves of none, not even our own. What is the link? The link which binds Polycarp, refusing to worship the emperor as Lord, which binds Bernard of Clairvaux, purifying European monasticism, which binds St. Catherine, rebuking pope and prelate, which binds Charles Borromeo, pioneering a new style of episcopacy at Milan, which binds Martin Luther, reforming an ecclesiastical institution captive to legalism and ignorant of the liberating word of God, which binds Dietrich Bonhoeffer, going to the gallows in defiance of unparalleled historical evil. Surely, at least in part, that link was devotion to Jesus. Because Christianity, in the end, is not an abstract theory or an intellectual conceptuality. It is a person, Jesus Christ, whose living body we are. Catholicity is to feel even in our very Lutheran bones that our spiritual ancestry goes back through an untold multitude of people. Behind each and every one of us today stretches a chain, each link of which is a devoted man or woman, until we find ourselves in the company of our Lord and his disciples around a table in an upper room in Jerusalem. And in that great company may indeed be those with saint before their name, but also those unheralded and recognized saints, like that mother who taught you the Lord's Prayer, like that Sunday school teacher of mine who said that she prayed for me every morning. Ancestors in the faith, yes. But the point of All Saints and the commemoration of the faithful departed is also that those we remember are not merely ancestors, they are contemporaries. They are not just Christians of a dead past. They are with us in the communion of saints. They are knit together with us, and we with them, in the one life, which is life in Christ. At this very moment, we are in truth compassed about with a cloud of witnesses. What they did and what they were belongs to us now, and we share with them today in the victory of love and faith that God enabled them to achieve. And that, of course, is the meaning of All Saints and the commemoration of the faithful departed for those in the tradition of the Reformation. What unites us with those whom we remember is not their own merit or effort or striving or our own. What unites us is the grace and love of God Himself, brought nearer to us all in the life, death, and resurrection of Jesus Christ. So we look to Jesus, the author of our faith, and the one who perfects and completes it. And looking to Him, we are knit together with all of the faithful. It is the love of God in Christ that works to make us become what we are called to be, children of God, heirs of the kingdom of heaven. Father Raymond Abba tells of a cynical English colonel who was stationed in a French village during World War II. Nothing delighted this agnostic colonel more than baiting the old village priest. And one day, he passed the church as just a mere handful of people were leaving Mass. "Good morning, Father," he said to the priest with a smirk. "Not very many at Mass this morning, Father. Not very many at all." "No, you're wrong," replied the priest. "There were thousands and thousands and tens of thousands." And so we are here in November, the days shortening, the darkness deepening, a long winter's death ahead. But on this day of commemoration, we can sing out praises with as much power and as much conviction as on any Easter morning. Because the commemoration of the faithful departed reminds us that the end is not a withering away into death, but life eternal. You have before you a litany of commemoration for the faithful departed, our ancestors in the faith, and our contemporaries.